This is Life, How the Science of the Cosmos Explains What We Are, by Christoph Galfard, read by Leighton Pugh. Some of the material in this audiobook refers to charts and tables. These are available in a downloadable companion PDF, which you can find alongside the audiobook in your listening library. To Margarita and Eric. Foreword. Before we start, I would like to share a thought with you. I would like you to wonder, for a moment, about who you are, about what you are, about what it means to be alive. Do you know? Do you think anyone knows? There is something that all humans, throughout time, everywhere, from today's largest cities to the most ancient deserts and forests, have in common. The yearning for stories. The yearning to turn mysteries into explanations. Life itself is no exception. At first glance, it is a mystery. And at second glance, too. What it is, where it came from, what it is made of, if it also exists out there, in outer space. Over the ages, many stories have been told to uncover these mysteries, and this book is one such story. One that is not entirely written yet, and one that may well never be complete. Very special tools have been forged to help pass this particular story from one generation to the next. These tools are not made of matter, though. They are made of ideas, of experiments, and of discoveries. They belong to the domain of science. With this story, you are about to begin a journey through our past and present. In taking you on it, my aim is for you to see and to understand what has been discovered about our existence and that of other organisms, about life and its origins. And that journey begins with one of the most extraordinary discoveries ever made, one that everyone has heard about, but which nonetheless changed the way we see the world and ourselves. Part 1. Evolution. Chapter 1. The Curse. On the 1st of July 1858, a rather special reading took place in Burlington House in Piccadilly, London. It was the new premises of the Linnaean Society, a learned organisation founded in 1788 with a rather special purpose: to lift some of the veils surrounding the deepest mysteries of life. Powerful men of science had been seen gathering there for about a year to discuss ideas and newly written articles. I say men of science rather than humans, because the first woman ever to be awarded a Linnaean Society fellowship was Emma Louisa Turner in 1905. Not much happened when the 30 men of science listened to the presentation of a series of papers on that summer day in 1858. And yet two of them contained what may well be the most astonishing idea ever brought forward about life, an idea that would forever change the way humankind understands life here on Earth and maybe elsewhere in the universe. These two papers should have raised many eyebrows and objections, stirred vivid criticism, exacerbated passions, but the 30 bright men didn't utter a word. They didn't notice that history was being made. One of the papers was authored by a completely unknown British explorer named Alfred Russel Wallace. The other was by the English naturalist superstar Charles Darwin. Neither Wallace nor Darwin were present at the reading, though. Their work was introduced by the most famous geologist of the time, Charles Lyell, author of the best-selling textbook Principles of Geology. Wallace was on the other side of the world, sweating in the humid air of Borneo, completely unaware that his paper was being presented at the prestigious Linnaean Society. He had left England 10 years earlier, in 1848, to chart and explore the natural world in Brazil, where for more than 4 years he studied the primary forest there, as forests untouched by human civilizations are called. Wallace was a pure adventurer. 170 years ago, one didn't just leave England to explore the largest Blackwater River.